the off season, do you approach it different now, knowing what you're going into this year after what you did last year?
Not really. I go into the off season still with the thought, you know, trying to get better in every aspect of my game, get a little stronger, a little faster, and you know, try to come in good shape.
Now, you do what you did at the plate last year. Do you think about that going into this year? Like, okay, I did that. I need to repeat that, or is it just clean slate to start the year and let's perform again?
It's bringing the confidence with me and not the stats, because it's a new year. Like you said, it's a fresh slate, but I can definitely bring the confidence with me in terms of I know I can do that. So no, I'm not going to try and just repeat exactly what I did. But knowing that I can is definitely, you know, a help and a step in the right direction to set me up for success this year.
Now, it seemed like last year, defensively, you almost surprised people, it felt like. The shortstop seemed so natural. Was that something you worked on even more? Is there something you're trying to improve upon on that front this year?
Absolutely, yeah. I definitely tried to work on defense. My first step and my reaction time are two huge things that I focus on in the offseason. Just try to increase my range, try to increase, obviously, the balls I can get to, the plays I can make for our pitchers. Ultimately, just get better all around at short.
Now, expecting to be at short again, or have they talked with you about anything like that?
Haven't had a, you know, a sit-down conversation about that yet, but my mentality is definitely preparing for shortstop. And, you know, whenever we do have that talk, then, you know, we'll go from there.
Now, have you had a sit down with Shelton at all? Like, first impression of him, just what it feels like to have this new regime in here?
Yeah, when I went to Pirate Fest, I kind of was able to not sit down with him, but pull him aside and have a talk with him and stuff. And more so just getting to know him. Not really much about baseball. You know, obviously he's got a lot going on. He's new team, new front office, a whole bunch of stuff. So we were more so just kind of getting to know each other. You know, the where you're from, you know, have just getting some background on each other and trying to build that relationship. So I'm sure soon here we'll have a sit down and you know, really dive into the baseball stuff.
Now, one thing I've heard about him from a lot of different guys is it feels like individualized is a word everybody seems to use, that's everything's catered to the player, maybe more than it was before. Have you noticed that already, that it's more individualized on you as opposed to this is what it's going to work for everyone?
You know, in the brief conversation I did have with him, we spoke a little bit about the spring training and how it's going to be, and that was one thing that he mentioned. And from what I've talked with players who've had him in the past, and you know, a good buddy on the Twins, and he wrote their spring training schedule, and that's what he kind of said. He said it's very efficient. You know, you get in, you get out, you get your work in. Don't really waste a bunch of time. So, you know, in terms of that, you know, we'll see, because obviously we're here a little early. Our report date's not until next week, but from what I've heard, you know, it's run really well.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Doing free and post again this year, so hopefully we have you on more.
Cool.
Thanks.
Good. That was really good.
Yeah, you'll be up soon anyway, so. Yeah. No yes or no questions then, right?
Yes or no questions, we'll get a yes or no.
Right?
You wait on.
Oh, yeah, if you got time. Is this good?